7 hacks to using credit strategically to build wealth. That's our topic today. Trudy Bierman here. Thanks for joining me on the Christian and Money Show, formerly Debt Free Wealth TV, Debt Free Wealth Radio. Thank you for taking us along with you on by TV, by radio, through your mobile device, through the web, or any of our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I'm Trudy Bierman, and I help Christian income earners create, manage, and distribute profitable legacies by using the instruction and application of biblical stewardship principles. Because, guys, prosperity is not entitled, but it absolutely is within reach. Profitable Christians can enjoy debt-free wealth and give generously to the things that move their hearts. Now, here at Christian and Money Show, we take an unapologetic Christian approach to our topics because we truly believe the Bible is a practical, relevant guide to success. My goal today is to deliver high value at high standards to you, my listening audience. So our topic today is 7 hacks to using credit strategically to build wealth. Now, as a Christian and an occasional financial literacy table leader for my church, many are surprised by the fact that I absolutely do embrace credit. I do embrace credit. However, I want to say the caveat to that. The fact is that I treat credit the way I would treat fire or a sharp blade. Used correctly, it can be an amazing tool. Handled mindlessly, and you're in for a possible fatality ahead. See, even Jesus recognized that we Christians are in this world. And even as Christians, we're not really considered citizens of the world, but we do have to operate in this world. John 17, 15 through 16, Jesus was praying and he says, I do not ask for you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. But while Jesus was here, guys, he did operate within the capacity of humanity, which means he was no longer omnipresent. He was absolutely within the constraints of the human experience. We see that Jesus was hungry, that Jesus cried, all of these things. So we, guys, we're here in this world, and to function in this world today, especially if you live in the United States, ignoring credit or becoming what the industry calls credit invisible will make prosperity and wealth not impossible, but way more challenging to grasp and to enjoy. Now, I know there is a group of people who follow this mindset that debt is absolutely the thing to avoid. And the Bible does say that the only thing we should owe our fellow man is love. However, the Bible does make room for debt, and I will put a link to where I feel through biblical context that I feel like the Bible does support debt with constraints, okay? The fact is, guys, we live in this world, and credit is just in the way I define credit. Let me just start with that. Credit is an objective tool that the world will use to judge a stranger. It's as simple as that. I don't know you, you don't know me, but we're about to encounter into a financial experience. And I must just take your word for it that you're a nice person. I have no experience with you. And even so, the experience can be, you know, whatever you need it to be for as long as you need it to be. So credit is an objective way of establishing your integrity at some level. It's not a hard and fast way, but it is definitely a way that two strangers can make an analytical decision. And so when we have no credit, poor credit, or we're what they call credit invisible, that speaks volumes to a stranger, because if there is no financial footprint of you, it's making my job more difficult to decide if I'm going to work with you. Now, if you are wealthy, great, then maybe you can bypass a lot of these things. But the process to becoming wealthy without credit at some point, because I guarantee you, a lot of these people who have followed this person and have subsequently become wealthy, they started out at some point in their history using credit, and then they corrected something. So I don't want to spend time on justifying credit. I just want to jump into our topic for today, 7 hacks to using credit strategically to build wealth, all right? So, a couple more caveats. Why dig a trench with your hands when a shovel or a backhoe will do a better job? Caveat number one, the content that I'm presenting here is for education purposes, to raise awareness, and should never be considered legal or financial advice. Caveat number two, I encourage you to check with the banks that you hold any credit cards with. Some cards, especially secured cards, are locked into their policies, into their limits, into their interest rates, and have no flexibility and no room for expansion or anything. So some of the strategies I'm going to say here will not work if you have cards like those. If that's the case, you probably have those because you had some financial behavior in the past that is the only type of card the banks will extend to you at this point. Correct your financial behavior and go back and try and get the more flexible cards that will grow with you, okay? Caveat number three, 5 of the 7 hacks are open to small business owners only. So if you're not a small business owner, enjoy hack number 1 and 2. And maybe if you hang in there and listen to the other 5 hacks, you may be encouraged to become a business owner, all right? And I strongly encourage you to consider that. All right, hack number 1. The credit utilization strategy may increase your credit limit. Now, if you know anything about credit, one of the major areas that your points come from is your credit utilization. Now, instead of seeing that as a limitation of your situation, we can utilize that fact that it is where the biggest chunk of your points come from for your credit score and hack that to increase your credit limit. Here's how it goes. So this single strategy has earned my followers the gift of unrequested credit limit increases repeatedly throughout the life of their relationship with that card. I've personally enjoyed the unrequested, unsolicited credit limit increase. So has my clients. I have noticed in particular that banks seem even more willing to give you this kind of reward towards a holiday time, especially Christmas holidays. So when your credit limit is increased, guys, your 30%, which is the top maximum on which your credit limit threshold is calculated. Now, ideally, you want to maintain less than 30% on the utilization. You can't have zero utilization because then they have nothing to establish your credit history on. But you want to have 30% or less. And if you do so and you maintain that behavior, like I said, the banks very often will give you this unrequested credit limit increase. But what does that mean? Let's say, for example, you had $1,000 credit limit. Then 30% would be $300 or less that you need to have had spent on that card, $300 or less. But if that bank increases your credit limit to $5,000, and all of a sudden your 30% utilization is $1,500 or less. So now you can spend that 30% or less and still maintain a healthy credit utilization percentage, okay? So hack number one, the credit utilization strategy, instead of seeing that as a limitation, since you get maximum points on your credit score from this area of your points, let's hack it and use it to increase your credit limit, all right? Hack number two. Hack number two is a have your cake and eat it too strategy, or the recycle the money strategy. Now, how does this work? Let's say you just got paid, okay? Other than using funds that are mandatory for like your car loan, your mortgage loan, they refuse to take credit to pay credit. They won't take debt to pay debt. So they're looking for you to make that payment direct from your bank account, all right? Other than those payments, pretty much anything that you can pay with credit, you should pay with credit. And what you do is you take your paycheck after you've paid your car and your mortgage, pay the credit card down, and then swipe the credit card to make your purchases. So that is going to actually enhance hack number one, because when you are paying more than your required minimum and you pay it often, if you get paid four times a week, pay the credit card four times a week. If you're paying often and paying higher than the credit limit, that even though you're recycling the money and spending it right back, that is going to look like healthy financial behavior to the banks, because they're not going to feel that you're going to stiff them on what you owe them, because you're constantly making a payment, and a payment that is higher than the minimum required. So, you know, your grocery, you can swipe a credit card for that. You have the money for the grocery, right? You have the money that you're going to spend on the grocery instead of swiping your debit card. Pay that money to the credit card. You've now made a payment higher than the minimum, and then swipe back that card, recycle the money, have your cake and eat it too, and purchase your groceries. So this strategy, again, is one that enhances hack number one. So that was a have your cake and eat it too, or sometimes I call it the recycle money strategy. That was hack number two. Hack number three through seven are for small business owners only. All right, so let's go. Hack number three may seem pretty basic to you, but build a business credit profile. I have come across many small business owners, many entrepreneurs that do not have a business credit profile of any kind. They are still funding their business on personal credit, maxing their credit cards, tapping their families for loans. They have maxed it all. And this is probably a huge reason why the Small Business Association says that 50% of startups fail by the 5-year mark. Now, 30% fail within 2 years, but 50% according to the Small Business Association. And if you're reading this, I will have a link to that Small Business Association statistic. It says that within 5 years, 50% of startups fail. And I honestly believe that that is because of the cash flow getting all dried up because you are using personal funds. All right. So I encourage you to take the effort and build a business credit profile. Now, if you don't know how, that's one of the services that I offer. I will put a link here to give you that solution. If that is something that you've decided, yes, that might be a good way for you to go, that is something that I help you with, and I will offer that solution link to you. However you're accessing this, there will be a link for you to access. I also want to say on this topic that banks tend to offer higher credit limits when you're using business credit. So if you, with your same personal credit history, were to have applied for a credit line, you might have said, let's say the banks were willing to give you a $5,000 credit limit. When you apply as a business and you've established a business credit profile, so you have to have that established, which will require your personal credit upfront just to get you started. But once that business credit profile is established, that application will probably net you a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 credit limit because it's on the business and not on your person. And once you've established that credit history over time, if you're in, you know, if you have a big purchase coming up or something, I do have another resource for you that's not me, but I will point you to it, that within 6 months to a year, they have repeatedly proven that they can take a startup to building their credit profile to the point where they will be offered $50,000, $100,000 or more loans and credit lines in a very short time. All right, so build your business credit profile. That is hack number two. And one of the other things I want to point out with building the credit profile, I'm going to incentivize you. There's something called a corporate veil. If you're not familiar with it, go research it, guys. This is the whole reason why we formed a business in the first place instead of doing our business as our sole proprietor, as ourselves. When you form a business, an LLC, an Inc., an S-Corp, whatever the case may be, you create what is called a corporate veil. You put a barrier between your family's assets and the world. So if your business were to fail, like the small business says, so many fail in the first 2 years and 50% fail by year five. If somebody needed to come sue you, they could only go to the max of the business asset. They would not be able to come after you. That's what the corporate veil does. But when you continue to use your personal funding to fund your business, you are actually doing what they call piercing the corporate veil, because it can be shown that, you know, it can be argued that maybe you're mixing personal and business and there's really not a real veil between them. And so you might be inadvertently creating an opportunity for people to come and sue you personally. So by building and maintaining and utilizing business credit, you are reinforcing that corporate veil and making it harder for people to pierce through it. All right. Hack number three was build a business credit profile. Hack number four. Okay, before you go duh on this one, it is apply for credit where you shop most. Duh, okay, yeah, this makes sense, right? To the average person, this makes sense. But I really mean, again, apply for business credit where you shop most. Again, that cash flow issue, because if you are able to get credit, and again, you probably need that credit profile before your this vendor is willing to offer you any credit, right? They don't know you. So you want to establish this credit profile, and that objective data is what they will analyze and say, all right, we'll extend some credit to you. Now you have your cash flow freed up because those funds to purchase more inventory at a faster rate, so you have increased sales opportunities will increase. So apply for credit where you shop the most. Hack number five, offer credit to your customers and report them if they don't pay it as agreed. Honestly, guys, you should be paying me for this tip, all right? This tip alone can really put you on the business map. Offer credit to your customers, but report them if they don't pay as agreed. How many more sales could you make if you offered credit to your clients? Now, especially if you have a high ticket item that you're trying to sell, if you can offer a credit offer credit to your customers, the chance of them swiping their card and saying, yes, I will take that monthly payment and get that thing, just went up. Now, before you say, oh my gosh, but they won't pay me, that's always one of the risks we take in business. But that's the second half of this hack, is you report them. So you're not just creating a credit profile for yourself, but you're also helping your customers create a business credit profile, because you're going to be reporting their payment behavior to the same business bureaus that you're building at. And now they're going to know that their business is being reported. They're building a credit history that may or may not make them look good for future purchases as well. So hack number five, offer credit to your customers and report them if they don't pay as agreed. Again, if this solution sounds like something that you think you might be interested in, connect with me. This is one thing that I help you to accomplish, and I will have the link here for you. Hack number six, use credit to track taxable write-offs. Now, guys, again, remember I talked about that corporate veil? All right. One of the things is when you start to mix your personal and business funds, you really open up your personal assets to a problem. But the other problem with that is when you're swiping your personal card or you're using cash and you get these receipts, you now have a box of receipts because you have to go find this card, find that card, check that statement. And now you're tracking when tax time comes, your stuff's all over the place. You make it harder for your accountant if you have one, and it takes that much time. And that makes a painful activity all the more painful. If you have a business credit card and you're swiping on that business credit card to make that purchase, the first assumption is going to be to the IRS that was a business-related purchase. And it should be, by the way, all right? And we'll talk about personal benefits in hack number seven, so hold up. But what I'm saying is, if you swipe a business credit card and make a purchase, it is going to be the initial assumption that purchase was a business credit, and you no longer have to keep track of all these receipts because your credit report, your business credit report, is going to have all the transactions, and all of a sudden, you know, it's going to be so much easier to do that tax at the end of the year. And it's easier now because it's a business expense to write it off as a taxable write-off, because it's a business expense. You put it on your business credit card. So hack number six is use your business credit to spend and track your end of year taxable write-offs. Hack number seven. Use your business perks before you give yourself a raise. I'm going to say that again. Increase your business perks before you give yourself a raise. So let's say your business is doing well and you're able to take more money out of the business for your personal enjoyment, for your family. Great. Before you take that money out, I'm going to suggest that you increase business perks. Now, guys, it's been reported that President Trump is only taking a $1 paycheck. And there are many corporate executives that are enjoying boat rides, vacations at the company, a resort, whatever the case may be. You will not be the first one to enjoy corporate benefits and corporate perks on your company's dime. Guys, if you need a new car, before you extract a bigger paycheck and purchase that car on your personal credit and, you know, run up your personal credit, your utilization on that, purchase the car as a business asset. You are still driving the car. You have access to this increased luxury on the company's dime. Right? So increase your business perks. I mean, if you're able to watch this, I'm wearing an embroidered logo polo shirt, which is my uniform for my business. Now, clearly I need to wear clothes. If I wear my regular clothes out of my closet to work, that's usually not a tax write-off. But if I'm wearing a uniform that I purchased, so I'm enjoying the benefit of a nice outfit, but because it's uniform and purchased as a company expense, I purchased it as a good company perk to me. Okay, my business purchased my uniform for me. My business purchases my gas for me. So before you increase your raise and take out more money as a salary pull from your business, give yourself a business perk and enjoy more luxury on your company's dime. You can buy nicer things on excellent credit. And on top of it, business credit tends to have a bigger limit. So you have more funds accessed through your business usually than through your personal assets. So guys, those were the 7 hacks. Let me just go over them again. Hacks number 1 and 2, everybody can enjoy. Hacks number 3 through 7 are strategic to businesses, small business owners, only. Hack number 1, the credit utilization strategy. Use it to increase, it can be used to increase your credit limit. Hack number 2, have your cake and eat it too, otherwise known as the recycle money strategy. That's what I call it, guys. Hack number 3, build your business credit profile. Hack number 4, apply for credit where you shop most. Hack number 5, offer credit to your customers and report them if they don't pay as agreed. Hack number 6, use your business credit card to make business purchases and to make it easier for your tax write-offs. And hack number 7, before you give yourself a raise, increase your business perks. Guys, just a reminder, you can buy nicer things for less money with excellent credit. For example, one of my clients pays more for her used Kia than my son pays for his BMW. If you are ready to put your financial house in order and build your business credit, connect with me, Trudy Behrman here, and at Profitable Stewardship Inc. As I mentioned, initially your personal credit will be scrutinized as you start to build your business credit profile, but don't worry, we can help you with that as well. Remember, prosperity is not entitled, but it absolutely is within reach, and profitable stewardship does create debt-free wealth. Thank you.